So, welcome. It is Tuesday Live with Linda, November 17th, our first hour. And we're just getting people jumping on. And I welcome Dana and Friedel and Margaret. We've been just chatting here a little bit before you joined us. And with the what is happening is so amazing on the planet now that we're going back into this shutdown and this ongoing experience we have. And I want to share something with you that is, it's a summit that's being, that has been organized by a friend of mine, Brooke Medicine Eagle, whom I met during my Feldenkrais training in 1975. And she is an amazing, amazing person. And she has gathered together, this is returning to Earth, becoming fully human. And she has gathered together a group of speakers, including some of you may know Jean Houston and Hank Wesselman and some of these people who have been really wisdom speakers, people for many years in or in North America and around the world also. And just, it's free and one a day. She just does one talk a day. And for 3 days, you can still get them. Or you can buy the whole series, which I did for $47. And I really recommend, Kirsten, can you put in the chat where they can just click on it to sign up? Hi, Nancy and Yona and Charlotte. We're just getting started here. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
I'm in the chat. I'm sharing this return to Earth, returning to Earth. It's a group of elders and medicine people and wisdom speakers that Brooke Medicine Eagle is leading for this summit, one talk a day, talking about returning to Earth and what we, each of us, can do to make a difference with Mother Earth, for Mother Earth. So I would also, I'm going to begin today. I always like to find something I'd like to share with you, to read to you all. And this is from this, my favorite book on Ho'oponopono. It's just this very small book by, and this one is by Ulrich Dupre. And the title is simply the title, Ho'oponopono. What is Ho'oponopono? The paradigm change. Ho'oponopono is a spiritual soul method of purification that cleanses us from fears and worries, destructive relationship patterns, and any religious dogmas and paradigms that oppose our personal and spiritual development. It cleans out the blockages in our thoughts and cell structure. I thought that was pretty interesting. For our thoughts are made manifest in our body. This is the paradigm change. This method of a Hawaiian origin and is of Hawaiian origin and is based on the understanding that we live in a universe of abundance and that God, Aku, the original source, wants us to enjoy this abundance and perfection. However, what obstructs our experience of real abundance, loving togetherness, inner wealth, spiritual growth, and perfect health is our own self. It is our thinking, grounded and reinforced by a great deal of experience, which for a long time now has lost its validity. Its persistent attachment to fears and cares, to judgments, doubt, and the negative mass consciousness frustrates our experience of our own perfection. And for those of you who just joined at the last minute, Paula, this is, I'm just reading page 15 from this book by Ulrich Dupre on Ho'oponopono. And this Matt and Yael, good morning, Yael, nice to see you. This mass consciousness that we are all dealing with now, this incredible fear on the planet, I believe is not a mistake. I believe that, and when I say not a mistake, I believe it's our opportunity, as so many of us have discovered, to go inside and find out what's really important in our lives. It's a very high price to pay for so many people. And it may actually be able to save us, to get us back to a place where we recognize the heart of the matter, our hearts. And I am just so grateful for the gifts that the COVID has brought to us. And for me, what's happened, I can't get over the fact that starting in April, it became really apparent to me that my body was falling apart. I mean, this started actually, I became aware of about a year ago of a great deal of fatigue. And it just got worse and worse. And for those of you who know me, you know, I have been one of the most flexible people always in our room. I mean, I get down on the floor with a dog and I can be there 15 minutes and finish and jump up and just be fine. Well, what's happened, and I think it's been brought to a head by COVID, of the inactivity, because I sit here so much of the time at this computer and I'm not out doing things. And so what happened is I began to get so stiff, you all, that if you could see me, I mean, I was moving like a 100-year-old, not the way I'm used to. And I was so stiff, it was unbelievable. Now, the thing is, and I started to have pain in this little finger and the second finger, and I can disappear it with T-Touch. But the question is, like, what's causing it? And I'm sharing this with you all because Roland's concept was, listen, you're 83, what do you expect? That's aging. This is not true. It does not have to be. And so I finally found here a naturopathic doctor, and I started doing a lot of tests, including for candida and of course, parasites and bacteria and heavy metals and so forth. And what I've discovered, which is really great news, although so many people have said, oh my God, that's so difficult, actually not. And that is that I have a really Epstein-Barr, much lead in my body, very unfriendly bacteria in my gut, and a very low functioning thyroid. And you can say, oh my gosh, that's so much. Well, the point is that I've got a great naturopath, actually several friends besides, and including what I'm dealing with since 4 years is a bladder, low-grade bladder infection. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this, because of the inactivity, our bodies can start to change or bring up stuff that we may have been dealing with, but you know, we just keep going and override it. And I am so grateful to have all this, because just in 5 days of taking, it's about 12 different various herbs and different stuff that I'm taking, I'm feeling myself. I mean, I just can't believe it. My head is clear. I have energy. I wake up without the alarm most of the time still, because I've been known as Alarm Clock Hood, which is my maiden name, since I was young, and that I'd lost all that. Now, and I'm saying this because we have so much that we can do with T-Touch and in talking to ourselves, talking to our bodies, and yet we need to look at other possibilities that are happening, like the unfriendly bacteria that we may have, like candida that many of us have certainly dealt with. And finding ways, for me, I am only interested in going a natural way and not going the way of antibiotics because, you know, I want to get to the core of it. And I want to share with you, see, I just wanted to share that with you. And then I wanted to read to you an email that I received this morning from one of our practitioners in Austria. And he is an occupational therapist who graduated from the 3-year T-Touch for You training in Austria, I think about 10 years ago now. And he writes to me every few months. He shares something. I wanted to share this with you. Dear Linda, I've got great feedback after working with a focus on the whole vagus system. I'm working with a boy who is now 5 years old, who has a lot of neurological symptoms. His mother told me that since the time I am working with him, one time every 3 weeks, that he can calm down faster, feels himself better, does cramps only 1 or 2 times a day, and has no more nausea. Another mother asked me by telephone for help. Her child, now 8 months after 3 heart operations, at 3 months, doesn't drink and eat. And I described her techniques of the Tellington Tea Touch with the idea that we could stay in contact and she can phone every time she needs me. After 6 weeks, she called back and told me that her child started to drink and tries now to put things in his mouth. A man in the rehab told me, because he works in the hospital and the rehab also, a man in the rehab told me of his tinnitus. So I worked around the ear with the ear and in the area of the masseter, the jaw. He was so much astonished that the tinnitus disappeared. He smiled over his whole face and went out of the room. Now, that's not been my experience. I find that we can disappear tinnitus for a while, and then it tends to come back. For me, it does. I've had it. And I just was a friend of mine, just a person I met last year, she's an acquaintance, I would say, has had Epstein-Barr and dealt with it very successfully. And she did it by partially. She's also a healthcare provider, but she did it partially by following a book written by Anthony William, who is a medical intuitive healer. I think his books are in many, many languages. And he relates things like tinnitus and like many other issues that we have to the Epstein-Barr virus. And it's interesting because my naturopath tells me that it's a virus that's with us always. I had it 30 years ago and I got rid of it with diet, with paying attention to my candida, with, it's all diet, and getting rid of the parasites. And some supplements, but and at the time, I used I can't think of the name of it right now. Sorry, I got to turn this off. I forgot to turn that phone off. So the thing about so many of these issues that we have, like this issue that I was getting with our real pain in the joints, I can affect that and I could actually take away the pain, and it got really hot last week, but I need to deal with the bacteria. It's not enough just to deal with a tea touch. We need to also get to the base of it. And so this is where I'm at today, and I am in such a place of gratitude because it could be much worse and I've got the help to deal with it. And I just want to share those things with you and know if there are any comments or any questions, or if that any of the things that I have said so far inspire you to share. Liz, do I see you making a move to share, or are you just moving?
Hello, I was just moving, but actually I do want to share that I'm glad that you're feeling so much better, because that really is very, very special. So yay. And I've got lots to share, because Tea Touch is amazing, and I get people coming up to the park now and I'm dog walking going, I did it. I don't feel as nauseous, or my back is, and I've done it on the dog, and it's just like, wow. And I think I emailed you a couple of weeks ago about, I don't know if you got the email, about one of the staff in the hospital who was feeling very sick.
No, I didn't get it.
Well, I was waiting. We were doing a pediatric oncology session where we were waiting for the kids to join on Zoom. And she said to me, which I thought was really sweet and totally unnecessary, the nurse who I know well, she said, could I please take a Rene? And I said, don't have to ask me, do whatever you like. Of course you can. And I said, but hang on a minute, what, you're feeling nauseous? Because she was 19 weeks pregnant. And she said, yes. And I said, you know the heart hug? She said, yes. I said, I've never done this. I said, why don't you try it on your solar plexus? I said, if you want to take your Rene, please do, because you know me, I'm not a doctor. Just I'll give it a go. And she literally went, talked it through, did the same thing. This smile just erupted on her face. And all the colour came back into her face. And I said to her, how are you feeling? She said, I feel amazing. And she said, not only does it's totally gone. And she went, oh my God, it's totally gone. And she kept going, oh my God, it's gone. And she said that she also felt extremely nauseous. And she said, like, she thought she was going to throw up, and she felt great. And so much so, she told another nurse who had terrible migraines, and she phoned me. And then we did Tea Touch and the hair pulls. And her migraines went, and she's had migraines on and off for a year. So not only am I thrilled that you're better or feeling so well, but thrilled that, you know, your legacy lives on. So that's it. Hello, everybody. I'll shut up now. Thank you.
Yes, it's and the thing that's so interesting, we know this is not magic. We know that we're affecting the whole vagus system. That's the thing that I love about this. And I just love the Sundays when we come in and we talk about the science part of it. And I love it, Marianne, when you jump in and we bring all this knowledge, this knowing together. And yes, it's magic and miracles, but it's also grounded. We can understand why it happens. This is the thing that is so beautiful about this sharing together. Marianne?
Yes, I just love, Linda, when you talk about things, because here you are, you're given this diagnosis or you're given these terms, and so many people in life take it as, oh my God. But all the years I've been around you, it's almost the whole half glass full, half glass empty. You have this sense of when you get something delivered or a message delivered, you always look at it as some sort of gem. And it's in that part I see as magic, because so many people in our lives, myself included, are like, woe is me, you know, whatever. But I will tell you, you guys can laugh, my third diagnosis on breast cancer, I was like, wow, I'm being told something here. What is my message? And sometimes I'm a little, you know, my joke is I'd like it to be a little less than breast cancer, maybe, that knocks me beside the head. But, you know, it's like, it's wonderful when I listen to you, because I have lots of clients that have Epstein-Barr, and there's so much you can do with it energetically and along other lines. But it's just wonderful. You keep bringing it back into my field of look at things. What gift is it bringing? And I know Dr. V with breast cancer will say, what gift is it that you've just been delivered? Yeah. Versus what's the crisis? What's the whatever?
Right.
What is the gift?
And what is the gift, and what's behind it all? What can we change about our lives? You know, how can we take time? Maybe it's about taking time to smell the roses, to be in a place of appreciation. And that's why I really want to turn you on and at least try this summit series that is going on with Brooke Medicine Eagle. Those of you who came in later, we showed at the beginning, we showed a banner from a, it started yesterday, and it's, I think it's, I can't remember how many, at least 20 different wisdom speakers that give one talk a day, and it's free, and they stay up for 3 days after the talk. If you can, and you resonate with it, I recommend you consider buying the series for $47, because you will find some of these, including Brooke herself, I mean, really wonderful, really wonderful. And I'm actually thinking maybe I'll ask her to come on next Tuesday and just talk with us. I should have done it today, because I want you to meet her. And the reason is what she's doing is returning to Earth, being fully human. And if you don't know Jean Houston, she's one of our wise women. How would you, Marianne, you know her or know of her, yes?
Yeah, I mean, she does a lot with Donna Eden too. I mean, she's one that...
Well, she's been, I mean, you know, I've known of her since the 70s. Does anybody else know Jean Houston? Because I don't know how to describe her. I would, yes, Anna, could you explain who she is? Because she's brought work to the planet that is a great gift for, you know, like Moshe, and I mean, like some of these wonderful wisdom keepers that Brooke is pulling together for these free talks.
Well, I think of her as like you, always talking about the quantum wide reality and how we're all interconnected and to the cosmos. And the thing that always blows my mind is she talks, her poetry blows my mind. I always want to go, did she just say that phrase? And that's the magic I think about her, is that she's this endless poet. And that's the best way I can describe her. But I, you know, I've listened to her webinar, which is really similar to yours, always talking about this quantum expansion of who we are on the planet. And I mean, someone may know more, like Marianne may be able to talk more about her, but that's what I always think about her, that she is so similar to you and you to her.
And it's so interesting, because I knew of her in the 70s, because she was at Esalen, as I taught at Esalen in the 70s, and I never met her. But what I just know that she's a master teacher and highly respected. Yeah. And when she heard that I had given names, animal names, to the various tea touches, because when I first started developing, the first tea touch that we had was number one. The clouded leopard was number one. And then we had number two. And when we got up to number five, I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, it was clear to me that I was going to start naming different parts of my hands as we found it was easier to remember. I mean, if you specific differentiated parts of the hand that we were using. And so then we started giving them animal names. And the word got back to me that when she heard that I'd given them animal names, she said, oh, amazing. Linda is bringing the spirit of the animals into her work, because that's what it does. Each time we think of that little clouded leopard and that orangutan, that and the baby orang that I worked on in the San Diego Zoo, Louis II, he wasn't expected to live. The last I heard, he was in his 30s. And these are, so I just bring her up because she's just one of them, Hank Wesselman. Yes. Wesselman. You know, these amazing people. And Kirsten, could you just pop this up? Because I just want you to see this a second. And
what do you want to pop up?
The returning to Earth again, the banner.
And Linda, I just popped a quote, one of Jean Houston's quote, into the chat room.
Can you read it?
It says, in our time, we have come to the stage where the real work of humanity begins. It is the time where we partner creation in the creation of ourselves, in the restoration of our biosphere, the regenesis of society, in assuming of a new type of culture the culture of kindness. Herein, we live daily life reconnected and recharged by source so as to become liberated and engaged in the world and in our task. Jean Houston. When you ask what she's like, I've heard her speak several times, and all I know is it's always an amazing experience. There's something
Exactly.
But I'm like you, Anna. I can't say specifically what she talks about, but it's amazing when you're there.
But that's a perfect quote. And Kirsten, could you just go above this and turn on, we'll just listen to Brooke for maybe a minute, and then I'm going to see if we can't bring her on next week. Because I want you to experience.
How do you want to listen to it? I'm sorry.
Can you screen share? Can you activate it and screen share it? I'm not sure. Maybe I'm asking too much.
No. I just have to find the right one. Hold on.
Well, if you go to the if you want to sign up, if you go to the Tellington Tea Touch World, actually, you can click on there.
I sent the link. They have the link.
Right, but if you. Yes. So if
what would you like them to listen to?
Brooke, if you go, just click on it and you can click on her picture and.
Wouldn't it be wonderful in these challenging times we're facing to have wise elders,
can you screen share it?
Leaders to support us in moving.
Stop for a moment and tell you to screen share it.
Workable, real solutions.
Wow.
We need all the help we can get. Because one of the things you may not know is that wise elders from around the world, as well as really intelligent people in the scientific community, are telling us that we only have this generation to make the difference. That's 20 years. Or we will join the rest of life in the great extinction and our human family will be extinct along with them. So we need all the help we can get, and it's time to step up. But I'm Brooke Medicine Eagle, and I have great news for you, because in returning to Earth, becoming fully human, I've gathered together an amazing group of experts who point the way to the profound intelligence of creation and creator, the real magic alive in Mother Earth, in nature, and in your own body. So come join me for these just grounded and inspiring wise talks that will offer you so much. They'll help you tap into deep, wide-ranging, and practical intelligence while at the same time being of incredibly high vibration. You can listen live or grab a recording when you can. They're free, gifted right from the heart of these loving and wise speakers. So just hit the button, take a minute to sign up, and we'll do the rest. I'm really excited to offer you this gift, because I know what's in this wonderful summit, and I want you to have it. So hit the button, join us, and we'll see you there.
Kirsten, thank you. The thing that's really interesting about this, and I'm going to share this with you because I don't normally share what I'm going to tell you now. One of the reasons that I'm back, besides back into myself, besides the fact that I now know what I have and what I and have a way of dealing with it that's already working after 5 days, is that, where do I start? I had this experience, I think maybe I shared this with you, I don't remember. I had the experience in one of my past life regressions of being in a council somewhere in the universe and getting this word that on this planet Earth would be a schoolhouse, that we would come forgetting that we are one with all it is and have a choice of finding our way and remembering that we are one with divine source and all that is. And it was a choice. And you can see that for me, it's I've been getting these messages over and over, you know, from the trees, from the stones, from the wind, from the earth, that this can be heaven on earth. And perhaps some of you remember the words of the 600-year-old Moreton Bay fig tree, that recognizing the God within is only the start, that your race must recognize the kingdoms of the plants, the animals, the minerals, and the nature spirits as one with you. That is the key, not only to survival, but to heaven on earth. And this message that I get over and over, this heaven on earth, is simply remembering that we are one with all it is, that we are one with Mother Earth. And that thanks to really the May Feldenkrais Summit, when so many Feldenkrais practitioners were interested in cellular wisdom and came into this class and we started sharing in this way, I have been finally like honing this understanding. Why is it that this simple 1 1/4 basic T-Chuck spiral circle can release pain and fear at the cellular level? And it's really simple, because as soon as we recognize that source consciousness, that divine creative consciousness in every cell in our body and all that we see, that changes. It's a game changer. And that is when we make that connection, that is experiencing heaven on earth, when we know we're one with source, that we are source. We're reflections of that. And that's one of the gifts that T-Touch brings. Now, many years ago, actually, it was at Esalen in, what year was that? Maybe 83? No, maybe 85, I'm not sure. I was in a meeting with a group of people from Stanford Research Institute, Marilyn Ferguson, maybe some of you remember Marilyn Ferguson's work, and they were discussing a new Peace College. And they were doing it based on the channeling of the nine with Jenny O'Connor, who was staying at Esalen at the time, Esalen Institute in Big Sur. And for those of you who are not in the United States, you may not know of this place. It was an amazing place. I spent much time there over the years. And so after that meeting, and we were there until 3 a.m, Russell Tark, Stanford Research, and Marilyn Ferguson, and everybody, a lot of them, they left. And Jenny, who was channeling the nine, who said they're extraterrestrials from the star Sirius, come to help in the evolution of mankind. And Jenny asked me to stay. And she said that the nine wanted me to channel for her, for Jenny, which I did, because, you know, if you're asked, you do it. And I started then at that point, they just stayed with me. And I went to Australia, and I went to the One Earth Gathering, and I just started doing this channeling, bringing in information that was helpful. And I had many, many experiences. And I was so much in this physical body as a galactic that I got to the point that the vibrational rate was too much. And a number of really good people have died, who've been wonderful channels, because they couldn't handle the shift in the energy. And so one day in 1987, I just got this really clear message: no more channeling, do not phone home, you need to get into the human body. And I accepted that, and it's been such a beautiful experience. It is a real gift to be in the human body and be conscious that we are so much more. We're all beings of the universe, of divine source. And so all these years, I have just cut off that side of me. And you're all going to laugh at this because of the film series, The Outlander. I suddenly, where this woman, if you don't know it, she goes back and forth through time, through the, you know, the stones at Inverness between 1744 and 1944. She goes back and forth. And I've been watching this, like wondering, why am I watching this? Because it's very violent and I don't do violence. But I realized there's a reason for this. And what I got yesterday is that, wait a minute, it's time for me. I can be fully here, human, for all of us. And I can also be fully in my galactic knowing. And that just means the universal knowing of who we are as universal beings, not just of the Earth. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this is that in 1986, I was baptized in the Carmel River by Father Charlie Moore, who was a Jesuit priest. I was baptized in the universal Christ, the forgiving, loving Christ, not the church, because of the politics and the church. And I was there with Joan Ocean, who's, some of you may know her, amazing work with dolphins and whales, and she's written many books. And we were asked, there was somebody we didn't know, there were just four of us there, and there was someone we didn't know. And this other guy, who was a follower of James Hertog, asked us if we wanted to go out through the gates of Orion. Now, I didn't know what the gates of Orion were, but I assumed, of course, it's out into the universe. So of course, when you're offered something like this, we did it. And when we went back to my house in Carmel, we all lay down on the floor. He said, now call in three guides who will be with you while you leave your body and go out through the gates of Orion. Now, I'm telling you all this for a reason that it's going to mean something to you, believe it. So one of my guides was Jesus, another was Maho Chohan, one of the ascended masters, and the third one I didn't recognize. And our person guiding us said, now ask them to hold a torch down, and if they serve in for divine spirit, for source, if they serve source, hold the torch up. So of course Jesus and Maho Chohan turned their torches up, and the third one, poof, dropped his and disappeared. I found out later who it was. It's very interesting. So we go out through the gates of Orion, and what did I get? Why I'm telling you this story. What I saw is that many of you, if you love Mother Earth, as many of us do, we know that we're losing so much. I mean, our oceans are, the contamination, it's just like, so what we're doing is creating this sister planet. It's a twin planet, and it's right here. It's right here. And all of the beauty of nature is on that planet, and we're all co-creating it. Every time you look at a plant or a bird or an animal, just think of that animal, like look at it closely and think of it being there in a safe place. Now, that sister planet is not a schoolhouse. That is only for people who know that we are part of all of creation and willing to be from that place of kindness. What just came up in this returning to Earth, it's about kindness and caring and compassion. And it's one of the reasons that I have stayed so following the path of this T-Touch, because of the activation of both hemispheres. When we imagine our clock, Liz Thompson, you made it so clear, bringing that off the wall, the clock with the numbers on it. So we can engage both our logical brain and our intuitive, compassionate, creative brain, part of our brain. And so we are creating this. Now, I never heard anybody else who talked about this. And last Christmas at our New Thought Church candlelight service, we all were breaking bread together at a potluck, and somebody brought this man named Lanny Sinkin. Some of you may want to look him up. L-A-N-N-Y, S like Sam, I-N-K-I-N. You might Google him, Kirsten, and see if you can get the name of his book. So I'm introduced to this. He is a lawyer. He lives here on the island. He's an activist, and he goes all over the United States representing groups.
Could you spell his name again? Sorry, Linda.
L-A-N-N-Y, Lanny, N like Nancy, L-A-N-N-Y, Sinkin, S like Sam, I-N-K-I-N. You'll see why I'm telling you this in a second. So this is why we're all gathered here today. So I tell Lanny Sinkin, just saying hello to him about this going out through the gates of Orion. I've only told this to a couple of other people ever before. Several years ago, I can't remember if it was a decade ago, had a vision, and he had just downloaded this whole book, which I think you can Google his name and get the name of the book. I haven't ordered it, and I've got to, because it's exactly what I'm talking about, that we have this, it's right here, and all that we're losing on the planet is going to be there. And we are actually going back and forth between here and there. And you see, then there's another piece I'm going to put out. And if you're attracted to it, look it up. Google stellarnations.com. Stellar, S-T-A-L-L-E-R, nations, N-A-T-I-O-N-S.com. This is a connection to the 13 stellar nations, Pleiades, Sirius. The Syrian nation is connected to the dolphin and whale messages. And I'm sorry if this is really far out for some of you, but you're here for a purpose. There's a purpose. It's not here. You're not here by accident hearing this. And this stellar nations, the reason I'm bringing this up is because they started channeling in 2007. They have these amazing books talking about the Christ energy and the energy of forgiveness, just the Ho'oponopono message from the star Sirius. And it's the star constellations. They have these beautiful books. They're not expensive. And it's really wonderful information. Now they are talking about, and this is where they lost me. They are talking about, we're preparing for ascension from this planet. What the heck does that mean? You know, like, I'm not interested. I'm here for a purpose. I'm this human. I'm here. I made the commitment. But I didn't understand it. And I think it makes sense what Lanny is talking about, this fact of going back and forth. Like, how do we do that? Well, just like she did in the Outlander, it's just shape shifting. And when yesterday I was discussing this at great length with two friends who are into making a difference, connecting with the planet, the Earth, and the universe. And I just got, hey, I can be here fully for us here, fully Linda Tellington Jones in this body. And I can be in my galactic knowing. I don't have to do one or the other. They're at the same time, because as you, Maureen, knows this, and any of you who read some of this information from, I've lost her name. Anyway, Seth, from the Seth information, you know that we live many lives, and it's now. It's all now. It's not linear. And so we can be fully conscious. And this, like this 1 1/4 circle is a connector for connecting with that divine within, that source energy within. And what I realized, all this stuff I'm going through, oh, like this no energy on a 10, 1 to 10, I was at a 2 level of energy. I could barely move. And now I realize the reason my body's doing this, and I've got all these interesting bacteria that, remember, some of you remember, I said, we've got to talk to the bacteria that don't belong there and, you know, like ask them to transmute to light. Well, I'm going to ask them with herbs and some of this other jungle magic and give them a little help transmuting. And so this is one of the reasons, and all this stuff I'm going through in my body, this is a great gift to really feel what we humans can go through and work with those beings inside of us, the viruses,
right,
the bacteria.
Yeah.
We need to acknowledge them. They are part of this planet. And what's the role that they're playing? They're all a part of us. We have more bacteria in our bodies than cells. And it's so interesting because I asked Eleanor and Sandy for our last Sunday, I asked them, I want to go into this bacteria thing. I want to go into our gut. I want to understand this more because like when I first in around in the 70s, when I was doing stuff at Esalen and working with, and had entered and met Robert Monroe from the Monroe Institute, I did this little process that some of you might like to do. I imagined going into my whole intestinal tract, like making really small and going in with little like elves and taking them and making everything in my gut snow, and we would shovel the snow out. now we're gonna shovel the snow with herbs and this other stuff we're doing. So Marianne, I've told my story. I've shared this with you. I didn't know how I was going to share it because, you know, it's scary for those of us who remember being burned at the stake for knowing this stuff. And I really keep my head down in a lot of ways. But it's time that we remembered who we are fully in our essence of being a reflection of the source. Each one of us, everything we look at. And see the wow factor, see the beauty. Marianne.
It's just so fun that I haven't watched TV, I don't think, in years. And yet Outlander series, everybody kept bringing it up. And I was like, you, Linda, I'm like, oh my God, this is so violent. But the whole idea of boom, you're in a different time. Boom, you're in a different time. I always compare it to the movie Matrix, where Keanu Reeves is going from one time to another just by jumping through it. And I actually think when you start looking at energy too, every bit of us is a bunch of stuff moving. And so the idea to transition from here to here is just, to me, so possible. So thank you.
You mentioned staying fully present.
Right. Yes.
Grounded.
Well, I don't think you can do it unless you're grounded. That's what I feel I'm finding out. Is
not safely.
People go into flight. The problem is what they say, that if we go even further out there, it's people that I know that seem to travel purposefully there. They'll say that you can leave a part if you're not grounded. And so when your soul, if you want to use the word soul, travels, you want to be grounded when you travel.
That's why our guide had us call in 3 guides.
Yes. Yes. So a question for you. You mentioned the book by Lanny Sinkin. I did find one, but it's under his Hawaiian author name, and it's called The Conscious Bible. Is that what you're referring to? Okay, I'll put it in the chat.
That's the story of the...
Marianne already.
You did find it? Okay, perfect.
That's the story of the twin planet. And this is what Brooke is bringing together, are these wisdom speakers. And that's why it's so important, I believe, for us to look at that. So thank you for listening. Liz.
I'd not heard of Jean Houston until 2 weeks ago, and I'm on a course with her about, it's called The Power of Your Quantum Self. And it came up and I just pressed a button and paid for it and went on it. I had no, it was beyond my control. And I've done 1 week and it is nigh on what you're saying, you know, just the same. And it's really powerful and really interesting. But you know, you know your stuff, but she's confirming it. You're too quite exciting. So if anybody's interested, I think that you can join and you can, because there's people writing stuff who've been on the course 3 weeks or 4 weeks. I've only done 1 week, but it's called The Power of Your Quantum Self. So
great, fantastic.
Because I'd never heard of her and I didn't look her up. I just pressed and went. So
thank you so much. Yes, I believe all this that we're coming together from around the world, so many of us here. Any other thoughts or comments about this? And then what I would like to do is really hear how you've been using T-Touch or what this brings up for you in terms of your body, like stuff you've been dealing with in the body. How can we look at that from the curiosity? Interesting. That's my key word, interesting. That and wow. Let's see who's got wanting to share. If nobody jumps up, Simila, I would like to ask you a question because you're a very wise woman.
Okay, I'm here.
And Simila has been doing this work for many years, came first and did the dog training in Italy and then did the human certification training in Switzerland and has been working with autistic, mostly adults how many years now, Simila, in an institute in Italy? 15 years. Do you have anything that you would like to share about the T-Touch with those people and what and the heart of what's happening with them? Just what comes to you?
Yes. Now are a few months we are stopped by this COVID. We cannot go inside the place to help these people, unfortunately. Parents, they cannot be in touch with them. But and now I realize what's the meaning and what we have done. It's almost incredible that we can get in a very deep relationship with them, and we can understand using T-Touch on the body. We can understand them, and then they can understand better what you want to say to them, and what you want to explain them to be not worried or dangerous for other people, because sometimes they are dangerous. They are not able to manage the emotions. When I start, I always start with the heart tag, and I remember when I arrived to them, the first thing they do, they put the hand on the heart. And they start to say me like this, without any words. And then the second things are because they want all together do something. But you ask them to wait, and then they, one of the strange, but not too much strange, because someone explained me something. I'm learning to explain more when the book will be finished. They like to be touched on the head. They start to do this movement, and they put my hand on their head. And what I have seen in these years is that they trust you when you get in touch with detach with them.
Similar. Can you describe like a typical group that you work with?
Yes. Allora, normally I am with from 4 to 10 of these men and childrens, because it depends on the day. I have childrens from 8 year to 16, and some other day I have adult people. They are all men, because this institute is only for men. The women are in another place. So when I arrive, they come to me, and we go together to work with the animals normally. I have made a very long study with alpacas, because we have done for 4 years of this European study project. And so
alpacas, for those who don't know, maybe some of you don't know, alpaca is like a llama.
Yes, oh. They are very very particular animals, similar to autistic people, because they are a little bit shy but very curious. They come to you, but you cannot touch them. So they decide to use that special animals, because they are very similar to autistic boy, so they can do a good job with the mirror. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I went for alpacas and with dogs too, and we do two different kind of jobs. With alpaca, I arrive and I go with them. They change the clothes, because we must change some clothes to put the boots, and we go to the animals. And first of all, because they come from different place in the they are not all living together in the same rooms, because they have different rooms and different, yes, sleeping in different rooms.
So this is a big institute. Like, how many people approximately?
I think 70 people.
70, oh, yeah.
And so they are not always good together, to stay together. In the beginning, they was very worried, because some of the education people says we are very worried, because they are not very well together. But I start to touch them, to make heart attack in the beginning. And then we go with animals, we take the animals, and we do detach to the animals. And then we walk, we always stay moving, not in stay, we move. And then they always want to sit a little bit, and they want to be touched from me. And I do detach. I build a little place where we can do the
labyrinth.
Yes,
yeah.
Labyrinth. And other things we use in the animals' tea touch. I use wraps on them. So it depends on what they want to do that day. I tea touch them and they tea touch the animal. In dogs is a little bit different because the dog like to be touched. So we use labyrinth and different surface, and we use a lot of things of tea touch for dogs, but always we start with the heart tug and individual tea touch on the head. And I have discovered that some of them, when they are very nervous, and they put the hand on, they take your hand and put in the head, and they want to be touched. And they calm down and they are able to stay and to sit and wait their own moment to be in the, so they are able to stay in the class. And it's not very easy for them to do this. This is very, you know, Linda, the autistic children and people. And to stay 10 of them together is not very easy. It's not very easy. I have never had a big problem. Sometimes they start to be nervous and they want to fight. And I only say, stop, come here. I can touch you. I understand what is the problem. Because if you want, you can understand them if you are very close to them. And I have never had problems. And I know they have big problems when they are inside. Yes, so, I miss them a lot in this moment. Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing this. And you know, it's so interesting. I'm so looking forward to your book. And we have, for those of you who may, I don't know if any of you remember, Erica Hull in the 80s was a special ed teacher in Canada. And she started using tea touch with her classes with teenage boys. And when she started, they had to have two guards in the room because of just what you're talking about, this tendency to fight. And these were not autistic. They were just special needs, various types of special needs. And when she introduced the tea touch, including the wands, stroking them, without lining them with the wands and tea touch, she made such a difference in her class that her principal asked her when she retired if she would take this work across Canada. But she was finished at that point, which is too bad. But it's really amazing how it can be helpful. And it's something that we really have to get out to teachers of special ed. Sage Lewis has also worked as a special ed teacher for many years in Minnesota. So thank you, Simla. Thank you for sharing this.
Thank you, Linda.
And it's so interesting, that the tendency with the head, this and the heart hug. So we're going to take a 10-minute break. It's 4 minutes after. We'll come back at quarter after the hour.
And Paula had her hand up. So when she comes back, maybe we can bring Paula
start
up.
With Paula. Thanks.